Gilroy Garlic Festival prohibited weapons of any kind. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 28, 2019. As gun control advocates seize the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting to justify even more gun control, it should be noted that the festival prohibited weapons of any kind. In other words, the festival had 100% gun control as far as it related to law-abiding citizens. The festival was held in Christmas Hill Park, where the possession of pocket knives and weapons of any kind are clearly prohibited. Moreover, a perusal of the City of Gilroy's park rules and regulations unambiguously states that guns, slingshots, or fireworks are prohibited. The nation witnessed a similar gun-free zone shooting on May 31, 2019, in Virginia Beach. That gunman opened fire in the employee portion of a city building, and employees were barred from bringing firearms to work. We saw the same thing in gun-free Parkland, February 14, 2018. Gun-free Orlando Pulse, June 2016, the gun-free San Bernardino County Building, December 2, 2015, the gun-free DC Navy Yard, September 16, 2013, gun-free Sandy Hook Elementary, December 14, 2012, and the gun-free Era Movie Theater, July 20, 2012. Democrat presidential hopeful Kamala Harris reacted to the Gilroy shooting by urging Americans not to tolerate a gun violence epidemic. And the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence responded to the Gilroy attack with a gun control push. Neither Harris nor CSGV referenced the stringent gun controls in California nor the Garlic Festival's prohibition of weapons of any kind. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.